Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It is Wednesday the 8th of November. Nearly your big day.
My B-day.
Yeah. Oh, there's loads of news today. Loads of it.
Yeah.
There's the American midterm elections going on.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. I realised that even though I've watched a lot of The West Wing in the past, I still haven't got a fucking clue how the American Constitution works. It's very confusing with the Senate and the House of Representatives and on the Hill. So, anyway, Hillary Clinton's done very well, yeah. So that's good.
But never mind all that.
What?
Jade has punched her granny in the face.
Jade Goody?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Has she found out if she's got bowel cancer or not yet?
Oh, I didn't know she had a...
She's having tests.
Didn't know she had a funny dirt pipe.
She's punched her granny in the face.
Yeah, it was on the front of the Sun. And when you say granny, it was like one of these scrubby looking
Someone basically like her mum.
Young grannies.
Her mum's a granny. Like, Jackie with the three different spellings.
The kind of person that's a gran at 45.
Oh, I know.
Not 45.
What, 38.
Yeah.
Sport news. Listen to this scene, I'm doing some sport news.
Go on.
Manchester United have been knocked out of what I'm going to call the Milk Cup, because I'm the 80 for the 80s, by Southend. Manchester United, obviously the biggest, most richest team in the country, probably. Southend, they're at the bottom of the Championship. Now, I'm assuming that the Championship is League Division 2, and the Premiership is League Division 1. So basically, they shouldn't be as good, but they've beat them. There's Wayne Rooney doing a big jump.
Je ne comprends pas.
Yeah, anyway, it's a shocker. It's a giant killing, almost. Britney Spears is the big news today. She's getting a DIVORCE from K-Fed, as they actually called him, on the BBC Breakfast News this morning.
Really?
They referred to him as K-Fed. Actually, on the news. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, that's good on her. About bloody time too, even if she just did have his baby 8 weeks ago. He's useless. Everyone's always hated him and known that he's no good for
Everyone's
her.
Hated him since she first met him.
Yeah, he's a dude.
He's done nothing but bring her down.
He's a no good, sponging, pot-smoking, talentless fool.
So when I read it, I thought, right, I hope Madonna gets on the phone to her and says, right, love, come on, we're going shopping. Or come round,
we'll have another lesbian kiss.
Yeah. Or maybe Christina phoned up and said, let's release a single together about men being bastards. Could be Christmas number one.
That'd be nice.
That's my idea.
I felt a bit sorry for when they on the BBC Breakfast News when they referred to K-Fed, they also talked about how her first marriage only lasted 2 days. And I think it's a bit mean to call it her first marriage because it was annulled almost immediately.
Yeah.
She was drunk. She was in Vegas.
Yeah.
It wasn't a proper marriage, it was a joke. Yeah. I mean, if I was drunk in Vegas, and there was a boy
You'd
there...
You'd probably marry me.
If it was legal. I don't know if gay marriages are in Vegas.
See?
I'd marry legal. Anyone.
It's legal, she would.
It was the Pride of Britain Awards, I think, last night, which is something the Daily Mirror organised for brave people. So this is the front cover of the Daily Mirror today. Our pride! Now this is what our country's pride, the pride of Britain... Uh-huh. That's what it comes down to. What the Hoff told Tony Blair. Girls allowed to tackle the home sec. Winners relive their amazing night. So, that's what we should all be proud about, the fact that our Prime Minister knows David Hasselhoff.
I dated sexy bus driver. He lived with his mum, had hundreds of model buses and kept bus parts on top of his wardrobe. Was I right to run away?
Is that Ronnie? He doesn't live with his mum, does he?
No, his mum's dead.
Well, unless he lived with her body, like that kid off of Hollyoaks. Got any more to say about that?
No, would you, apart from...
It depends.
Was you right, was this person right to run away?
Probably. If he lived with his mum, it would be embarrassing, wouldn't it? Robbie Williams tried to get off with Lindsay Lohan. She gave him the cold shoulder, which is a smack in the face for Robbie, who recently received treatment for depression and cancelled the Asian leg of his world tour. Poor Robbie. I mean, good on her. She shouldn't just sleep with anyone just because she's got a reputation for being a slag.
Has she?
Bit. A McFly star on other unrelated, well, other Lindsay Lohan news on a different page. McFly star Harry Judd, 20, has offered to take a lie detector test on Oprah Winfrey's talk show to prove he slept with actress Lindsay Lohan while they were filming the Disney comedy Just My Luck last year. Lindsay denies it. I can't imagine Oprah Winfrey knows who McFly are or even is even remotely interested. It's not like he's baby trafficking. But, you know, he's determined.
Wowzers.
Are we going to do the dead daughter story? It's very sad.
What's the dead daughter story?
This one here on the front page.
Oh, I've got a different take on it.
Okay. Well, the story is, there's a girl, very smart, quite unattractive. She was a teenage chess prodigy. She was going to go to Oxford, and then she went to the police and said, "My dad's been raping me. Raped him 9 times, I think." And there's a video of it. Then she killed herself, and now he's in court for the rapes. And they watched the video yesterday of her going, "He done it." What's your take on it?
Well, just that it's quite funny. I mean, it's horrific, but what he said in defence is obviously someone who could play chess at this sort of level is able to create all sorts of scenarios in her mind.
So if you're good at chess, you have rape fantasies, is that?
I don't know, but I reckon he'll go down for it.
He's quite an important man, isn't he?
Is he?
He's a director of the Royal Bank of Scotland.
Fucking hell.
Who we bank with. So maybe we should have some thoughts about that.
Yeah.
Peace activist Norman Kember has refused to give evidence against the group of men arrested for his kidnapping in Iraq. The 74-year-old says that they should go free rather than being locked up. He doesn't wish any of them ill because he's a peace activist, but at the same time, they did murder one of his fellow hostages, Tom Ford. So, I don't know. I mean, you can be pro-peace, but if you are pro-peace, you should be anti-killing people.
Yeah. It's like Tony Blair, he doesn't want Salah to be killed.
Isn't he?
No, he's up for the idea of putting him in a glass box and having everybody go and look at him and pay £1 to look at him, and that money goes towards the families of the soldiers that were killed in Iraq. You know, we were talking yesterday about a burger that had 1,000 calories.
Yeah.
Well, there's one that's called the quadruple bypass.
Right.
And it's got 1,200 calories.
But now this look, is the picture of it, is that an actual picture of the burger? Because that looks like it would have more calories than 1,200.
Well, once you realise it's cooked in pure lard, the calorie intake goes up to, I think, 2,200 because of all the lard.
Wow.
But that's more than your daily. But it is served to you by a supposedly sexy waitress, if that's what.
She's wearing a lot of white.
Yeah, I don't know how sexy that is. She's wearing like a mini white lycra thing.
I'll tell you what's not sexy, an Alice band. No. Never sexy.
Unless it's got a pair of bunny ears stuck to it. In which case it's incredibly sexy.
Oh yeah.
That's what you were wearing last night, wasn't it?
No. So this teacher who got filmed doing a blowjob on her pupil. Apparently, they had sex 8 times in her car after her Spanish lessons. Her defence lawyer has said that the boy forced her to give him oral sex and pestered her for money.
Yeah, in which case she should have gone straight to the headmaster rather than starting an affair with him.
Well, yeah, it's not a great defence.
There's been a medical breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a heart attack, what they're going to do is take some stem cells out of you and inject you with them straight away, because they reckon that will help to fix everything.
So you take something out and put it back in again?
Yeah. Makes sense, actually. Makes sense. I've thought about it. It makes a lot of sense. Now, you know people get depressed in winter?
Yeah.
Homes get sad, too. Well, do an MOT in
bloody hell.
Do an MOT.
Oh, homes. I thought you said the homeless get sad. I was going, of course they do. They've got nowhere to live. All right, okay, so your house gets sad as well.
Yeah, so do an MOT on your house. Brighten the place up so that you feel happier when you're there. Otherwise, it can add. I think what they mean is your home can add to the sadness.
Well, the thing is, I suppose your house is dark a lot.
Yeah.
Things like houseplants aren't getting that much light.
Yeah.
So I don't like it in the winter. You have to keep your windows closed. So you get a lot of fresh air in.
Yeah.
And it smells of your downstairs neighbour's fags in your house a lot.
In your house?
In my house, yeah, in my house. Yeah.
Just don't want anyone thinking that.
A man facing is facing a murder charge after a party game confession. By the sounds of it, they were playing Truth or Dare. He said he shot a man in the head, and his girlfriend told the police, and they're now probing that, him in connection with the death of some fella aged 60. So if you are playing Truth or Dare, don't actually tell the truth. Just tell a nicer version of it. Not I shot a guy in the head.
Yeah. That's not very clever. Just going back to the homes thing, mm-hmm. Good tip for insulating your house that's green as well.
Mm-hmm.
Old tea bags.
Yeah.
Stuff them in a pair of tights and shove them behind your front door. And never, ever draw your curtains.
Really?
And old plastic bags that you've got.
Staple them together and then put them up against the window.
Staple them onto your curtains. Any rubbish, basically. Pile it around your house.
Set fire to it.
Yeah.
Make a lovely fire.
Tyres and stuff.
So, Tony Blair and the Hoff, I've got the inside scoop now. What happened at the Pride Britain Awards? David Hasselhoff has come out in support of Tony Blair. He says, I think you're brilliant. Hang on in there.
You're right.
And Tony says, he's just phenomenal, isn't he, about John Reid met Girls Aloud, and he's proclaimed them delightful young ladies.
Yeah, right.
I think he got off with Sarah Harding.
Hasn't everybody? The number of Britons, that's why you came in late. The number of Britons drinking themselves to death almost doubled between 1991 and last year. And it's mostly young people as well. Everybody's just drinking, getting into debt and being sad.
Apparently the BNP chief is not racist. He's rubbish, though. They should get someone better. As a little girl who, she started making herself sick and wetting herself. She's four, and she's been diagnosed with depression. And it's apparently been brought on by the fact that she's not allowed to go to school with her friends. So it's all happening younger and younger. There's another story on the same page about a girl who's 12 and she's had liposuction, but she's been bullied about her weight. 12 years old and she's had 5 stone of fat pumped out of her.
5 stone of fat? Really?
She's 15 stone 7 pounds and she now weighs 10 stone 9 pounds.
Oh, it's in America.
It is in America, isn't it? Yeah, it's in America.
Texas.
Only in America.
Texas, aren't they? Jesus. They've announced a lineup for every celebrity to get me out of
here. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the lineup.
Are you?
Yeah, I think it's quite good. Oh, I've skipped the page.
I want to see who murdered David Guest first. Will it be Mylene Klass or Jason Donovan?
There's two people I don't really know who they are. There's one man who's a fashion designer. Not interested in him.
Oh, Matt Willis. Is that the boy that you like?
Yeah, he's from Busted. I've got his single that
I don't know who Pina Arucci is.
That's the other one I don't know who she is. Apparently she's from Footballers' Wives. But other than that, they've got some... Jason Donovan... A bloke from Busted, Toby Anstis, David Guest, they're good. The women are less good, I think. Mylene's good. Jan Leeming's quite interesting.
Faith Brown could be...
Irritating as hell, or brilliant.
It's hard to know who's going to turn out good for those, really.
I think Jan Leeming will probably be a nice mother figure, but she might be a bit too soft. They probably want someone a bit more abrasive. Oh, I can't find... Oh, here we are. Here's the page. I think Jason Donovan will do well.
What do you reckon?
Well,
depends.
Yeah, actually.
Depends how clean he is at the moment.
They haven't put any odds on yet, but...
Looking at this now, who do you bet on? Actually, probably Matt Willis. Look at him.
He's cheeky, isn't he? I'd go for Matt Willis. I think he's putting a different face in my paper, but it's still a good one.
Yeah.
He's the one who I have ever fancied in my life, so.
So you vote for him?
Yeah.
I really would love it, though, if they all got together and spit-roasted David Guest. When I say spit-roasted, I don't mean shag him, I mean actually spit-roasted.
Oh, he would
melt,
though.
But then would you be able to eat him?
I don't think he would. I think he's got too many artificial preservatives
in
him.
Oh, he's just file.
A professional Sol Campbell impersonator. Sol Campbell, the footballer. Yeah, I don't even know what he looked like. Admitted murdering his girlfriend yesterday. So that means Sol Campbell's probably murdered his girlfriend too. That's what that means. This is interesting. 120 men who've had sex changes
yeah.
are now getting the pension at 60 rather than 65. So they're basically getting an extra £22,000 out of us. Cause, so it's worth doing.
Yeah.
Interesting. One man, a 67-year-old transsexual, Bill Parry, now Deanne, is leading a fight for backdate payments. He's going, right, I've had a sex change, now you've got to... I mean, it seems
a bit pointless
having a sex change when you're 67, really. But at the same time, you can't go, oh, I'm a woman now, so I'd like to... I wish, you know, I want backdated pension from when I'm 60.
That's an absolute piss take. That's made me very angry.
Oh, I see. Here's a woman who... She was also bullied. She's a fatty. She's 39 though, not like the 12-year-old girl. She's had some liposuction and some bad hair extensions. I don't think she looks that much better, to be honest. Her hair's horrible. She's taken her glasses off. They've put some makeup on her. I don't think it was worth £35,000. I could have done that for 35 quid.
She looked friendlier before.
Yeah, but look at her hair. It's
awful. Ah, yeah, rotten. Now, you know Phil Spencer off of Kirsty and Phil?
Oh, very well. Not as well as I'd like to, though.
Really?
Do you not fancy Phil?
No.
He's got very nice pecs. Sometimes wears a tight t-shirt.
Implants.
He knows a lot about houses.
Male implants. Well, he's meant to know a lot about things. Somebody said to him, where's the best place in Britain to buy a flat? And he answers, it depends.
Well, it does depend, doesn't it, on who you are, what you want from your lifestyle.
Well, come on,
the flat that you want would be different from a granny flat. Maybe not that different. A Pakistani teenager who came to live in Britain 12 months ago has won a scholarship to Eton. So that's a nice immigration story for you. They're not all bad. You're looking like you probably need to finish soon so you can go to the toilet.
A condom that can be fitted in super quick time, so it does not interrupt the mood, has gone on sale in South Africa. Each Pronto condom packet can be cracked open and a small plastic applicator enables the condom to unroll over the penis by itself.
Crikey.
I mean, if your mood goes within, 10 seconds,
yeah,
then you're probably
not that bothered. You're not going to miss out on much. Any other news? There's a thing about a chip shop that's being investigated for smelling of chips.
Oh, yeah. Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise, they're going to get married upside down in a tank of water.
Is that part of Scientology?
And Girls Aloud are going to have the Christmas number one because they're releasing Symphony.
We're alone now. Yeah, they've recorded a video based on Ocean's 11 that has three different endings, and you can vote for which ending you want to see, including one where they get tied up at the end. I wonder who's going to be voting for that. Possibly John Reed.
Final story. Christy Burr has spent £14,500 buying a letter written by a World War One person talking about when the war was over and the Nazis all shook hands with the English.
Let's hope that gets put into a song. See what you've done there. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
The Nazis.